It's the loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
I'm going to do. I'm going to quit early and wait for the surf to come up on Cripple Creek. What? I can't say that. 9:20. Maximum music time. Buddy Scott's got your records. All you got to do is let me know about it on my Love Line jacket is shattered.
They can be a new tomorrow. There can be a brighter day. There can be a
I'm saying I'm in love with that record. Jacket is Shannon. Love will find a way. 9:22, Maximum Music Time with me, your buddy, baby.
It's a real thing in the back of your mind. What you're hoping to find is a real thing.
There, you're square. You ain't nowhere, don't you dare. Miss Grant's Blue Boys is Saturday night at D Street Southeast, 171st in Division. Gotta jam up a jelly tide and say hi to Mike Silvers and all my people at Portland State. Thank you for checking in on my love line tonight. Get it on, come on.
Jam up and jelly tight.
This is the sound of love.
So stay a while, but if you want to fly, you're free just like the dust.
Cause I won't hold you any longer, there's a lifetime full of love. Wanna be gay, don't say it's gonna come on Tuesday.
Men, one of these days, Sunday is going to come on Tuesday. I really don't want to disappoint all of my people tonight, but your buddy's head is flat out of whack. I think I've got to find me a nurse to pat me on the head and take me away from all of this.
Medicine Radio.
Oh, yeah. 11:32, Maximum Music Time. Buddy Scott is rolling on nonstop with the grassroots.
With the song in my heart. Chance to be yours forever. I couldn't feel more secure.
Houston Radio.
It's 11:35, KISN, Trick or Treat for Transistors time with Buddy Scott laying down a poppy
which
family.
Way you?
Your buddy's got the hits and gonna blow them tonight. It's 11:38, Maximum Music Time to stone! Watch it. They're gonna burn. Double Jack Flash is a gas. You know, the Rolling Stones, I can dig it. It's 11:42, Maximum Music Time with Buddy Scott at the Mighty 91.
Other buys to $5,000 at Hamilton Furs, 922 Southwest Morrison, where you get what you want.
Ho, ho, ho. What? That's out of whack. I'd like to thank Janet Williams for ringing up my number tonight at 224-KISN. For Jan and all my people at Fort Vancouver, they're heavy, I know. The original cast, their record.
Bring children to a story that was written long ago. Kingdom on the mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hit your neighbor. Team soldier rides away.
Tin Soldier, original cast, your request tonight on the Buddy Scott Love Line at 224-KISN. Never fear, I will make it through the many modern miracles of modern science, like blank coffee, cigarettes, band-aids, and paper clips.
Kissin' Radio, Golden.
Time to say goodnight to my people. You know, your buddy's gonna get his roller skates in overdrive and hang up his rock and roll headphones and split. I want you to be good, spread love. We'll grab you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and do it one more time. Good night, everybody.
This is Tom Conthers, KISN Total Information News, live at 11:55. A three-hour clash 265 miles north of Saigon has killed four Americans and wounded eight others. There are no known communist casualties. It was the second fight in as many days in the same General Central Highlands area. Military intelligence reports indicate 9,000 or more North Vietnamese have moved into the highlands. Meanwhile, military spokesmen say more than 300 paratroopers of the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division will be flown out of Vietnam Saturday. They're part of the 35,000 troops involved in Phase 2 of the American withdrawal from the war. Vice President Spiro Agnew has fired off a new blast at critics of the Vietnam War. Pai Chamberlain reports.
In a speech set for Harrisburg but released on Capitol Hill, Agnew repeated his effete, impudent snob attack. He went on to assail the people who had criticized him. He said any leader who cannot see where persistent street struggles will lead America lacks mental acuity and moral strength. Agnew said America is drifting toward mob rule and added this statement. It is time to stop dignifying the immature actions of arrogant, reckless, inexperienced elements within our society. Their tantrums are insidiously destroying the fabric of American society.
Nightfall ended fighting around a Lebanese border town Thursday, but Army spokesmen believe Arab guerrillas may make a renewed effort Friday against Rayshaya, southeast of Beirut. Army troops have repulsed two commando attacks against the town in less than 24 hours. Meantime, Beirut government leaders express hope scheduled talks Friday between Lebanon's Army Chief of Staff and Egyptian President Nasser might help ease the tensions. President Nixon may announce Friday night the death of the Alliance for Progress, the Latin aid program started by President Kennedy. Replacement of the alliance probably would be part of a widespread U.S. policy for South America. Mr. Nixon will unveil. The speech will be broadcast live to all of Latin America. Today, the president called on the Senate Democratic leadership to reconsider its decision to delay consideration of the administration's draft reform bill until next year. Don Folsom has total information details.
Mr. Nixon says he deeply regrets the decision, adding that draft reform, which is clearly supported by the vast majority of Americans, should not be a matter casually dismissed or made a political football. The White House has meantime clarified its position on the Supreme Court's school desegregation ruling and flatly says the administration will carry out the mandate of the law, which calls for the immediate elimination of dual school systems.
The Geneva Disarmament Conference has sent a new revised treaty to ban nuclear weapons from the ocean floor to the United Nations. Negotiators then recessed the summer session, with U.S. spokesmen expressing hope that peace, the pact would be signed before the current U.N. General Assembly term ends. A Philippine freighter carrying 32 to 38 crewmen was reported in danger of sinking Friday in typhoon-ridden seas between the Philippines and Guam. Four U.S. Navy craft and two planes were dispatched to assist the Cebu, which officials said had a broken engine. Nearly $9 billion in tax breaks were approved by the Senate Finance Committee today, and most of the relief goes to the low-income taxpayer.
Senate tax writers voted tentatively today to cut everyone's taxes at least 5% by a sweeping set of tax rate cuts. The action provides about $9 billion in tax breaks. It endorses the rate-cutting approach of the House, although there may be some small changes. The Finance Committee also approved another House move by voting to raise the standard deduction to 15% or $2,000 tops. Earlier today, the committee rejected other ways of divvying up the $8.9 billion it expects to take in by loophole closings. The proposal of Democrat Albert Gore to raise the standard deduction from $600 to $900 was defeated on an 8-8 tie, but he says he'll carry his fight to the Senate floor.
A circuit judge in Oregon City today sentenced 18-year-old Fred Charles Tucker to life in prison for the slaying of Portland restaurant manager Lauren Willis Freeman. Tucker was convicted of first-degree murder on Monday. He made no statement after the indictment returned. His attorney, Edwin York, had pleaded for a provision of psychiatric help. A jury of nine women and three men takes a tour of death scenes 40 miles apart tomorrow before opening statements in the Peyton Allen murder case in Portland. Circuit Judge Richard Burke, after the jury was selected late today, agreed to have the panel taken by chartered bus to the two scenes. On trial for first-degree murder is 28-year-old Carl Frederick Jorgensen of Portland. His brother, 36-year-old Edward, was convicted earlier this year on the same charge. A third defendant, 29-year-old Robert Gordon Brom, is awaiting trial. A 62-year-old night watch with good guy Pat Patsy. The forecast says late night and morning fog and smoke, otherwise cloudy through Saturday. The chance of rain near zero. Light variable winds. Tomorrow's high 62. At street level, it's 51. That's 5-1 degrees, moving down to 42. This is KISN, serving the Oregon Territory from Vancouver. Tom Cothers reporting for the Mighty 91.
music goes on and on. We're on the night watch at KISN, and we're gonna be here till dawn. We're swinging from now till morning, just spending the night with you. We're on the night watch, the night watch on KISN Radio.
Oh, hear me talking to you now. All right. Welcome into the TGIL. Thank goodness it's Friday morning edition of our Night Watch gig. Late night's been a sanctum. This whole cotton picking mess.
Be kissing till morning.
Tell me about it.
The music goes on and on.
What are we on?
We're on the night watch.
Here we again.
Night watch, and we're gonna be kissing till dawn.
Sweet swinging, little night watch disciples alike. Currently got it at 5. Kiss the swinging, wonderful fall fun time minutes now. Presiding over the east of a bewitching hour. For all midnight in the morning and time, an old patsy going to do it to the inners of your earlobes. Make you feel good to about 5:30. The easy beats.